Out in the prairies of northeastern Montana, a controversial group of millionaires and billionaires is trying to build a privately funded national park. The group is purchasing ranches, phasing out the cattle, and opening up the land to genetically pure bison and other wildlife. It's called American Prairie Reserve, but as we've heard in our series, The Next Yellowstone, most longtime locals are bitterly opposed to the idea. Still, there are some supporters. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie tagged along with one hunter in the prairies of northeastern Montana for the latest in our series supported by the Pulitzer Center.
I'm on the side of a dirt road waiting for Justin Schaff to arrive. He just texted me to tell me he's a little late. He got turned around on the maze of back roads to get here. But now I can finally see his black Toyota Tundra kicking up a long trail of dust in the distance. And when he finally pulls up, some alt-country music is blasting from his radio. Schaff turns the music down and moves some stuff from the passenger seat.
You got all your stuff then?
I do. I'm all set. Yeah, I'm good. Ready to roll.
I hop in his truck and we take off down a really rutted two-track dirt road. Schaff looks like a high school linebacker. He's 27 years old, with a shaved head, wearing cargo pants, and he's taking me to one of his favorite hunting spots. While Schaff works as a conductor for the local railroad, his passion is hunting.
If I'm not hunting, I'm thinking about hunting and planning hunts. And when I'm sitting in the motel for work or when I'm sitting at home in the recliner, I'm looking at maps and looking at Google Earth.
And trying to find that perfect place to hunt. As the road peters out, Schaff pulls over his truck. We grab some water and begin hiking in. It's not big game hunting season yet, so we're just scouting locations.
We're hoping to see some elk, and definitely some bighorn sheep. And I have seen some pretty good mule deer in here, too.
We climb over sweet clover and sagebrush, and this seems like an easy place to get lost, but I'm not too worried. Schaff has lived in eastern Montana all of his life. His great-great-grandparents homesteaded just a few miles south of here, near the Musselshell River. They lasted about 40 years before quitting and heading into town.
They didn't have enough land to support the ranching that you need, and I don't think the farming was cutting it at all.
It was a fate suffered by a lot of European homesteaders out here. Many of them left the prairies, and today that exodus continues. It's a big reason why Schaff and some other hunters see opportunity with American Prairie Reserve. Schaff says ranching and farming haven't stymied the flow of people leaving this place. So maybe it's time to try something different.
Is a little shot of tourism, you know, capitalizing on hunter dollars, you know, bringing more hunters into this area. Will that make the difference?
And Schaff's touching at another difference at play here. Unlike a traditional national park, in this next Yellowstone, you will be able to hunt. That's why Schaff has taken me here today. This land is part of the proposed 3.2 million acre reserve. Schaff sees it becoming a sportsman's haven, a place where you can harvest elk, antelope, and even the reserve's privately owned herd of wild bison, all roaming freely over an area around the size of Connecticut. The reserve already either owns or has leases on about 400,000 acres. And Schaff knows a guy at his work who killed a bison there last year.
He had a blast, I know.
Yeah.
You know, and every time I see him, it seems like he tells me the same story again. But that's as long as he had fun, you know. So
we don't spot any wild bison on this hiking trip. The animals are mostly confined to reserve lands north of us. But we do see a big herd of elk.
It's a crap load of elk.
Right out there?
Yep.
There's about 45 of them.
They appear to be cows and calves. Some of them are up grazing, the rest of them are just bedded down, out in the open.
It's a pretty cool sight. We spot more elk as we continue walking, but it's getting hot and the hike is grueling. The temperature climbs towards 90 as we stumble up deep ravines and past stands of ponderosa pine. Schaff understands American Prairie Reserve is funded by rich people, some who made millions helping finance industries that degrade the environment.
I do worry about, like, where that money comes from.
But he says dirty money doesn't just come from the private sector. And he points to the Land and Water Conservation Fund. That federal program takes royalties from offshore oil and gas drilling and then pumps it back into parks and public lands.
It's helped my kids' playground. It's provided hunting opportunities for me.
It's just the way the world works. So long as that money is used to protect and provide public access to wild places like this, that's good enough for Schaff. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.